Watch on KFM.
With Manguard Plus, Ladytown Business Park, Nace. We keep it secure and safe 24 hours a day. 045 408 300.
Now, Garda, Mo Nerney from the Community Policing Unit at Nace Garda Station joins me in studio this morning to have a look at this week's Crime Watch. Mo, good morning. Thanks for joining us in studio.
Lovely. Thanks, Hannah, and thanks for having us on, as always. So we'll get straight into it. I suppose just before I start, as always, the Garda Confidential line number is 1800 666 111. That's 1800 666 111. And just to let your listeners know, I will be giving out some local station numbers throughout the next piece there if they want to take them down. Yes, we're going to start in Clane first. And we had a stolen car that was taken from Collegewood Manor Estate in Clane. So this happened last Sunday night, the 21st of June. Into Monday morning, the 22nd. So Clane Gardaí are appealing for witnesses in relation to this. So it was actually a burglary slash stolen car. The owner of the car woke up the next morning to realise the car was gone out of the driveway. So entry was gained from a key which was recovered in a lockbox outside the house, and entry was gained through the front door of the house. So subsequently then, the car that was taken was a grey Peugeot Rifter. So that is a 201 MO1234. So it's a Mayo Reg, and just to repeat that again, it's 201 MO1234. It's a 7-seater, it's a family car, and it was taken from the driveway. And as well, Hannah, this car is still outstanding. So just we're appealing for anyone, you know, that may have seen it last Sunday night into Monday morning between 9 p.m. and 9 a.m. on Monday morning. A lot of people would know in Clane where the estate is. There, it's just off the Ballinagapa Road on the outskirts of the town. So there is CCTV inquiries ongoing, and we're just trying to establish suspects. Again, it was last Sunday night, 21st of June, into Monday morning, the 22nd of June. And Clane Gardaí are appealing to anyone that may have been in and around the area in the estate, or anyone acting suspicious in the Collegewood Manor estate, to contact Clane Gardaí Station on 045 868 262. And that's 045 868 262.
And moving then over to Robertstown then, Mo, and kind of looking at the next few reports, they're all stolen scramblers, but this first one again was in Robertstown in Allenwood South.
Yes, so that was last Sunday morning in the early hours, approximately an exact time frame about 4:35 a.m. last Sunday morning in Allenwood South. There was three scramblers stolen from a shed at Kittery House. Again, looking back at CCTV, it was exactly in around 4:35 a.m. So this house is a house on its own that's located just off the main Lullymore Prosperous Road. It's on the local road, the L70042. So five masked men in balaclavas went in, and they took three scramblers from the garage. They gained access by breaking the lock on the shed door. So there is very clear footage of it, but they are very well covered up, unfortunately. Three of the males had instruments in their hands as well. So description of the three scramblers were, one was a Suzuki, which is, it's very distinctive. It's a bright red, blue, orange and yellow colouring on it, and it has number 6 digit on the front and the side of the scrambler. So again, that was a Suzuki one. The second one is a Ducati 450 brand, and this is red in colour. And the third scrambler then that was stolen was a black and white scrambler, and it has Rockstar energy drink. So in total, like, there's approximately 45,000 estimated value on the three scramblers, so quite a substantial amount, Hannah. And they're all relatively new bikes as well. They're in very clean condition. So again, Gardaí in Nace are investigating this one, and they are just appealing for anyone that, you know, it is again at 4:30, anywhere between 4:20 and 4:40 last Sunday morning, in the morning.
All right.
Of the 21st of June, to just contact Nace Gardaí on 045 884 300.
And then the next stolen scrambler this time was in Nace, Mo, this time Punchestown Lower, a few days before the first one there in Robertstown.
Yes, so this was 2 days before, on last Friday morning, the 19th of June. So again, another scrambler was stolen from Punchestown Lower. A lot of people would be familiar with Punchestown, out near the racecourse there. So Nace Gardaí are investigating a scrambler that was taken between 2 a.m. and 2:10 a.m. last Friday morning, the 19th of June. So the owner of the scrambler woke up to realise his shed was broken into, and the scrambler was taken. Very similar motive to the one in Robertstown, where shed has been broken into and have gained access. So the description of this scrambler was a blue Enduro Yamaha scrambler. It's a model YR250F. Again, distinctive colouring. It's royal blue, baby blue, white and pink on it. And it had number number 109 description on the side of it. CCTV has been viewed, and again, there was four males that entered this premises and they're all dressed in dark clothing and well covered up. But again, I know it's a country area, but we're just appealing, you know, if anyone may come forward. And even if you think if it's of relevance or not, no problem ringing the Garda station, let them know. You can contact Naas Gardaí on 045 884 300. Or again, on the confidential line, you know, some people want to remain anonymous. 1800 666 111. That's 1800 666 111.
Then over to a burglary, this time in Athy. This took place over the weekend on Saturday.
Yeah, so last Saturday in the Malton, so it'll be a location just outside of Churchtown. So it was last Friday evening into Saturday morning. A farm was broken into, so there was a substantial amount of property taken in Churchtown, Athy, somewhere between last Friday evening, 6 p.m. and 8 a.m. on Saturday morning. So this farm is situated just off the local road L8058. It'd be very close proximity to Castle Mitchell J, approximately 1.4 kilometres. So entry was gained to the farm, where a padlock was broken on the main gate to the farm. Inquiries are still ongoing for CCTV or witnesses. You know, again, it's a rural location, but we are appealing to anyone that may have been in the vicinity of last Friday evening into Saturday morning, the 19th of June into the 20th. So there was, as I say, quite amount of tools were taken, approximately 8,500 worth. The first thing, well, I suppose the big thing that was taken was an Eye for Williams trailer. It was a 10 by 5 foot, which had a ladder racked to the front. And the floor of the trailer was checkered steel. So again, quite distinctive. It had a registration number of 191CW588. Just to repeat that, 191CW588. So it's a Carlo Reg. So that was the Eye for Williams trailer that was taken. Also then that was taken was a good amount of tools. The Milwaukee range of tools, such as a leaf blower was taken, a nut gun, angle grinder, a work lamp, and approximately 8 batteries. So again, a lot of tools there taken for that farmer, on that farmer, as I should say. So Nigerite booster pack for starting trucks and tractors was taken. So again, as I say, a lot of tools taken on that farmer, unfortunately. So again, we're appealing to anyone in the Athy area or the surrounding area of Churchtown to contact Athy Gardaí on 059 863 4210. So that's 059 863 4210. Just again appealing for anyone that may have been in the area of Friday night, last Saturday morning into the 20th of June in around the Churchtown Athy area.
Of course. And then the last incident, Mo, that you have is a stolen e-scooter. It was taken from Whitewater Shopping Centre last Friday between around 4 o'clock to 20 to 5 in the evening.
Yeah, so last Friday evening in Newbridge. I suppose we all know the Whitewater Shopping Centre in the heart of the town there in Newbridge. So the owner of the e-scooter returned to realise that the e-scooter had been taken from the customer service hut, which is in the Whitewater Shopping Centre itself. So it happened last Friday evening, the 19th of June, somewhere between 4 and 4:40 p.m. So you have a small time frame there. And again, it's a busy shopping day. You know, there may have been some witnesses that might have seen someone. The description of the e-scooter, I suppose there is vague details in the description. It's plain black. It has no model or marking on it. But again, just Newbridge Gardaí are investigating this one, and they're appealing to anyone that may have any information in relation to e-scooter that was taken last Friday the 19th of June at the Whitewater to contact them on 045 440 180. That's 045 440 180.
And very lastly, Mo, of course, just on Garda Síochána, Kildare are letting people know that, you know, we are in the warmer days this week, and just to be sun smart, be water safe, and just be aware over the next few days.
Yeah, absolutely, Hannah. It's great to see, and long may the weather last. But just to remind people, I suppose tomorrow could be potentially the hottest day of the year, given 30 degrees plus tomorrow. And it's just to exercise caution around water areas. You know, if you're heading to the beach, going down to the river, lakes, quarries, canals, to only swim in supervised areas. You know, unfortunately, when the good weather comes, we often see a rise in drownings, and it's just to look out for each other. It's a basic message. You know, never leave anyone unattended in cars, children, pets, etc. Stay hydrated. You know, we want to make their job easier, like that, and any coast guards and stuff like that. So again, just simple things to mind each other. And again, barbecue, stuff like that, if there's fire pits, to exercise caution around them. You know, that fires can spread so easily, especially in hot weather.
Of course. Mo, thanks so much for joining us in studio this morning. That is Garda, Mo Nerney, Community Policing Unit with Naas Garda Station for this week's Crime Watch. Again, final reminder, there is also the Garda confidential line to contact on 1-800-666-111. But Mo, good morning. Thanks for joining.
Crime Watch on KFM.
With Manguard Plus, Ladytown Business Park, Naas, PSA licensed. 045 408 300 or manguardplus.ie.
Hanlon Concrete.